Thank you, Scotty. I'll be sure Arthur hears the message. But, you know, distance means nothing to us computers. 2 hours or 2 seconds is pretty much the same for us. Speaking of computers, one of my fellow computers wants to say something to Scotty.
Halo, nama saya Damayanti. Saya berbahasa Indonesia.
I have no bloody idea what that said, but I think it said something about Indonesia. Thank hydrogen computers didn't want to talk to Big Fatty. I don't like hearing Belch talking.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
I have no bloody idea what that said.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode Limo 2, the BFO for Wednesday, the 5th of September 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show y'all won't tell you about jury duty. Plus, we've got voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Hello, Prudence. Big Fatty, what the hell is Prudence? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. Y'all, first of all, you are prudence today, because y'all, you are part of jurisprudence. Big Fatty, how Latin of you. And so y'all, I'm just gonna say, the wheels of justice do not move quickly. And y'all, I just thought I'd walk you through the whole process. Left the Fat Cave about 8:15 a.m. in the morning, and drove down to the designated parking garage that they had told us to park in. And y'all, that is some beef roast and some green beans. But and then I had to walk, I guess it was a couple of blocks, down to the judicial center, as they say. And so you had to go through the scanners and the metal detectors and all that kind of stuff. And so did all of that. And there were no incidai with that. Then you took the hoist. You took the hoist up to the second floor, and y'all, that's where you you checked in. They took your name, and then they gave you a little parking ticket. They said, "Give this to the attendant, and you'll get free parking." And y'all, they also gave us a little business card, and then went in, and the bailiff. Bailiff, whack his pee-pee. The bailiff was there and said, "Murder, please turn your cellular telephonic device off." And I went, "Okay." And y'all, then another bailiff told you where to sit. And y'all, the room probably had, I think I counted it up, there were probably maybe 150, 160 chairs in it. And y'all, I have to say this, thank goodness, the chairs that they had for us, y'all, they were very comfortable. They didn't have arms, but y'all, of course, I was told to sit down by this large woman with a cane. And I'm like, oh dear Gussie, I hope she doesn't shot herself. Anyway, we sat there, and we were supposed to be there by 9 a.m. in the morning. And I got there probably about 8:45 a.m. in the morning, and sat. And about 10 minutes after 9, a gentleman came in and got on the micro-hoist and started explaining the process to us and told us what was going to happen during the day. And he says, this is the longest part of the day. However, y'all, he did tell us that we would be compensated for our time. Compensated for our time. And y'all, And he says, now, if you feel that this is too much, we'll be happy to make an adjustment for you. And he says, first of all, you're going to get paid. You're going to get paid 55 cents for every mile on your travel. And I went, well, that's lovely, except I'm about 3 miles, so that's, what, $3? Big credit, you're rolling in the dough! And then he says, and you will be compensated at a rate of $10 per day. Dear Gussie, y'all, I don't know where I'm going to spend it all. And they said that they were the checks in the mail. You'll get it sometime next week. So everybody got a good laugh over that. And so anyway, then what they did, y'all, they brought in the solicitors and the attorneys, and they sat at tables over to the side, and what they did is they had a roll call. And what you had to do when they called your name, you stood up, you told them what your name was, what your juror number was, your age, and what you did for a living, and where you worked. And then if you were married, what your significant other did for a living. And y'all, there were quite a lot of nurses, a lot of nurses. I hope people weren't sick today, because there are a lot of nurses in the coat room today. And everybody had a juror number, and the numbers ran from 1 to 300. So already, before we ever showed up, probably more than 100 people had weaseled their way out of jury duty, or had gotten rescheduled, or something like that. Because, you know, there were only about 150, 160 chairs in the room. Maybe a few more, but I think that was about it. And McCready, juror number 85. McCready, please stand and introduce yourself. So, y'all, I stood up and I said, yes, this is McCready. And I am 56 years old, and I work at the coal mine, and I am not married. However, I am expecting a gentleman caller later. No, I didn't say that last part. Big fatty, you're vulgar. Anyway, and then you sit down, and the attorneys make little notes on their notepads and all this kind of stuff. And, y'all, this goes on until you get to the last juror, and they introduce themselves. All right, so all that's done. Then they gave us, it was 10 minutes. It was 10 minutes after 10 by this time. And they said, all right. And y'all, I thought they said, be back at 10:15. We're going to take a little break, be back at 10:15. But y'all, I think they said, well, be back in 15. Because, y'all, 5 minutes wasn't very much for all those people to go TT. And so, anyway, so everybody was back by 10:30. I didn't get up and go TT or get any water or anything. I just didn't have to go. But, y'all, as the time creeped by, and they had a giant clock in the front of the room so you could just watch the minutes creep by. They had what was I saying? Oh, then about a little bit after 11 a.m. in the morning, y'all, the judge comes in, and you know, the bailiff, order in the court, all rise. And the judge got up and she came in. Y'all, she was a younger lady. I don't know how old she was, probably in her 40s or something like that. let's see, what else? And y'all, then she started to explain how you could be exempt from jury duty. And y'all, as she would read out a qualifier for exemption, if you qualified, you stood up, gave your juror number, and she would question you and say, no, you are not exempt, or yes, please exempt this juror. There must have been a dozen ways to be exempt. And then, y'all, then there were some exclusions. And, y'all, you could be excluded from jury duty because you're over 65 years old or because you are on medication that would preclude you from making a rational decision. And yeah, there must have been half a dozen of these things. And then after all that, she says, now we're going to get down to the personal items. You know, let's say, for instance, that your partner had back surgery last week and you need to take care of him this week. And, you know, you're willing to be rescheduled, or your business had to shut down because you're not there this week. Or you had a plane ticket to go to Pride 48 in Las Vegas, and no, you're not going to miss out on that. Well, y'all, and people had to go up and speak to her individually then. And y'all, this probably took another 20 minutes or so. And y'all, so about 20 minutes to 12, we had the people that had either opted out or who had been dismissed. They had left, and there was just, I would say there was probably, maybe 100 of us left. It may not have been quite 100. So let's say 40 to 50% of the people that were in the room were excluded. So now we're down to a 90 or 100 people left in the room. And, so then the judge says, we are going to pull a jury, and please be back in the room here so we can do that in 15 minutes. So at 5 minutes to 12, y'all, we were to be back in the room. Well, about 10 after 12, remember, justice does not move swiftly. They came in the room and they said, if I call your name, you are gonna be in the jury pool, and then everyone else that wasn't in the jury pool could leave. So of course, Big Fatty was in the jury pool, and y'all, they chose 40 people out of those that were still remaining, and then the rest of them, I guess, they got to go. But the 40 of us, we were taken to the courtroom, and y'all went in there, and there was the prosecution, and there was the defense and the defendant, and the judge was on the bench. I didn't see Doug Llewellyn. Fanny, please. And and so then, y'all, we went through more. She read the counts against the defendant, and she explained that these were just charges, that it was up to the state to prove these charges within beyond a reasonable doubt. Everyone was presumed innocent until proven guilty. And so then, y'all, we went through more reasons why you would be disqualified. And I would guess half a dozen of the 40 were excused for various reasons. And, you know, either knowing someone on the defense team, or knowing one of the prospective witnesses, or you know, lots of different things. So anyway, so the rest of us were left there. And then, y'all, they were going to pull the 12 jurors and the two alternates from the rest of us that were left there. And y'all, you'd get up. They'd call your number, and you'd get up, and you'd go up and stand in front of the prosecution and the defense, and they would refer to their notes, and they would say, "Please seat the witness," or "Please excuse the witness," or not the witness, the juror. And so, y'all, we went through this, and the prosecution and the defense each have a certain number of dismissals, I guess. I don't remember the term they used, but anyway, so that was that. And but y'all, they seated a 12-person jury, and two alternates without ever calling Big Fatty's name. So y'all, we were dismissed. And y'all, I tell you the truth, I was getting kind of hungry. Because, y'all, it was well after 1 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon when all this was happened. So we were dismissed and we were gone for the day. However, we have to call back after 6 p.m. in the evening each day this week to see if we need to come in to be considered for a possible jury selection for the rest of the week. Now, the judge did tell us. She says, and y'all, this was the funniest part. She says, this is a great week to be selected for jury duty because, number one, it's a four-day week, and number two, a lot of the attorneys aren't ready to present their cases. And y'all, everybody looked over at the attorneys on the other side of the room, and they didn't look real happy. They didn't look real happy with them, but y'all, we all got a good kerfuffle off of it. Big Fatty, nothing like a good kerfuffle when it comes to the legal system. So y'all, I don't know if I'll be back in the jury pool on hump day and Thursday and Friday. Y'all, we just have to. I guess it's just the luck of the draw. But y'all, I have to say, despite everything moving kind of slow and not being able to use the cellular telephonic device, because y'all, I would have loved to have played the Words with Friends or fired up the grinder, something like that, in the judicial complex. Y'all, there are these women wearing all these purple tops and black pants dancing, and y'all, they're entirely, and they're stretchy pants, y'all, they're entirely too large to be in stretchy pants. But anyway, y'all, the one last thing I want to tell you is that a lot of the people and the jury pool, I would say, was pretty well divided between men and women. But y'all, the lady that had the cane that was sitting beside me, y'all, when she stood up, y'all, I would have guessed she was 65 to 70 years old. Y'all, she was 52. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. Big Fatty's 56 years old, and y'all, as people would stand up and announce their age, y'all, I didn't feel so bad with the way I look at age 56. That's all I gotta say. So so anyway, y'all, I want to just close out today. I know I said I was going to play voice letters, but y'all, the time has gotten away from me, so that's just not going to happen. But y'all, I want to close out the day with an e-letter that I got from Gary in Albuquerque. I think he lives down there in Phoenix, and from Melissa the Confused. Y'all, you know, they're running shuttle rides from the Aereo Puerto. Oh, dear Gussie, in Las Vegas on that Wednesday. If you're coming in early on Wednesday, Pride 48 shuttle will pick up on Thursday. But, y'all, these are the people that they have that they're going to be picking up. They're going to be picking up Jeremy, Q Sledge, me, Big Ricky, Larkin and Ouija, the Veritable Virgo, Mark in Canada, Nessa and the Ramble Reedy. Now, y'all, if you're coming in on Wednesday and you want them to pick you up, get in touch with one of the two of them, because, y'all, that's all they have on their schedule. And, y'all, you know, they're finalizing their plans and deciding who's going to pick up whom. So, y'all, take advantage of that. Y'all, it's absolutely free. And what do you think of that, Mr. Computra?
I have no bloody idea what that said. It said you're fat, you silly Computra.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.